Okay. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are more interested in the Amron emergency protocol, please visit www.amron.com. This is week 244 of the AmronNet on GMRS here in Grants Pass. Amron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell Amron, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. And lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Amron Channel 3 project, that is, off the repeaters using GMRS, FRS3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and a ham simplex 146.420 frequency. That ham simplex frequency is designated as an Amron Channel 3 project, although it is used for other things. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, please visit what I said above, the Amron.com webpage. That's AMRRON.com. And you can visit our local webpage at SOAmron.com. That gives you some local information, some radio information, learning possibilities, and the early check-in form, which usually works, but not tonight. And for any Amron or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, and to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email, please email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com, and I will answer your questions there. So we are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. All right, the Amron Net Word of the Week is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. This word is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. To save time, it's not open for discussion. Thank you. It's only to help practice in hearing, receiving, and passing accurate messages, which is often difficult on the radio, especially using simplex if it's an emergency and the repeaters are down. So this is just good practice. All right? The net word of the week is the same as last week. It is Isaiah 1. 17. I say that again. The net word of the week is Isaiah 1:17, and I will spell it I-S-A-I-A-H and figures 1:17. Okay, let's go to the jokes of the week, and we'll start with the two dad jokes first. What do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts? A barbecue. And why do seagulls fly over the sea? Well, if they flew over the bay, they would be called bagels. Oh, all right, and the mom joke is, I like telling mom jokes. Sometimes she laughs. Okay, all right, okay. You may have delayed laughter there, but I bet you laughed. All right, the order of the net is as follows. Getting back to business, we'll take announcements, then we'll do the check-ins, and then I'll take late check-ins and visitors. I'll read the intelligence brief, and then we'll go to the Channel 3 project, which is pretty big in this area, pretty darn cool out there, thanks to all the guys that helped make that work, and gals. And then we'll close the net and have any discussions or questions after that. So are there announcements? Let's do lady first. Karen 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Hi, Karen. You are loud and clear. Go ahead with your message.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. Comment, stand by. Just a reminder that Veterans Day is this next Tuesday, November 11th. Please remember to honor and celebrate all the men and women that served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Please thank them for their service and sacrifice. Never forget that freedom is never free. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to net control.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for doing the Patriot Ladies Net, and thanks for the reminder of Veterans Day. Very important, and we must give honor to those people who have done well for us, and so we are here. Thank you, and happy Veterans Day to all. Let's see. Let's go to Illinois Valley. Craig, 605, are you there?
WRPJ, 605.
Go ahead, Craig.
Thank you for doing the net, Kimber. Connecting the community one radio at a time. Serving the Illinois Valley since May of 2022. IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, education, community activities, and technical assistance. You meet every second Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. Monday night at 7 p.m. GMRS 462-600 TL-141.3, located on $8 Mountain. Then we have, after the GMRS net, we have the AMRON, FRS-3, and the MERS-3 project. Wednesday night, 7 p.m., we have a SAM Simplex, 146-420. Find out more about it, ivark.org. ivark.org at photon.me is our email. Ivark Facebook. And I have our communication hub. And for all you people out there in CB land, we're moving our CB net for the Illinois Valley to 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Thank you, and back to the net.
Thank you, Craig. I will note that as well, that the CB Channel 3 check-ins are 6 p.m. on Sunday nights instead of 6:15 p.m. Got that noted. All right, thank you. Are there any other announcements out there?